Begin the current daf, Masechta Zechariah, daf Samach. Begin on the bottom of Nun Tesma Beis, 6 lines up in the bottom of the Yamed. The Gemara continues with another teaching from Rava on this topic regarding when there's more than 10 animals that are put into the pen, regarding some differences regarding in the tithing process, which we discussed in the previous daf, the concept of Min Haro, which we're going to come back to that. But Amar Rava, Rava says another thing. He says, Hayulecha Misha Asit Loim. The person had 15 lambs, and says Rava, Lo Yomri, the person shouldn't say, look, anyways, it's not going to be enough for two tithing. So, ever asara, bachnisim ladir, from these 15, I'll select 10, I'll put them into the pen. Again, not because he's choosing those that are better quality or lower quality. Rather, I'm just going to take 10 of them, put them into the pen. Ve'etl mime echad, and then I'll take the 10th one to be the tithe. Vashar, peturim. And the rest, which anyways I'm not going to have enough to tithe them, they'll be exempt because there's not enough for them to combine to make another counting of 10. In other words, that is, it's not going to be established by this timing of the tithing that now you can't go ahead and use them or slaughter them or sell them until you tithe them once it reaches the Zman HaGaron. Says no, they're going to be exempt for the time being because you can't anyways be ma'asert right now. And that says Rava, a person should not say that. Elokainson Ladir. Rather is that he puts them all into the pen, and therefore the timing of the tithing, which are 3 times a year, will take effect on these extra 5 animals, because you don't know which one of the 15 are going to be the 10 that are going to go out, because they go out by themselves. And the Maitzi Asara, 10 of them go out. And then the 10th one will be the Maitzi Behema. Vashar, it's Tarfon Lagar and Acha, and then the rest are going to combine for the other time without the tithing, but they all have to be put into the pen in their first time. Tanam Hoch is similar in the Braisa. If someone had 15 lambs, as you can hint above Samach and Aleph, so lo yoyim, the person shouldn't say, okay, look, anyways, I'm not going to have 2 tithing. Ever asar ve'etl manechad, let me take out 10, put them into the pen, and I'll take one of those 10. Vashar b'tum, and the rest are going to be exempt. No, elekinsin ladira, they put them all into the pen. U'meitze asar ve'etl manechad, and then 10 come out, and then the 10th one becomes ma'isa b'hema. Vashar mitzarf and lagar nacha, and the rest, which don't end up joining for its own individual count of 10, will then be combined when you have more animals to make it into a tally of 10. Now the Gemara, however, asks, but Votanya, learn the Braisa, that seems to contradict this. The Braisa says, Tisha asa t'lam, if someone has 19 lambs, lo yoimer ever asara ve'etl men echad vashar b'turin, similar to the teaching of Rava and of this previous Braisa, says, don't say, okay, let me take 10 of them, and then I'll take one of them to be the tithing of that one, and Vashar Batur, and the rest will be exempt, because anyways, there's only 9, it's not enough to make a second grouping of 20. Ella, no, rather, Kainz Ladir, you put them all into the pen. Umoitzi Asara, so 10 come out. V'neitman Echad, and then that 10th one is the tithe. Vahashar Peturin, says the Bryce, and this is the point of contradiction, and the remaining 9 are going to be exempt. But you, the previous Bryce, said that they're not exempt. They wait for the next time of tithing, and then they combine with more that come out. Why is this Braisa saying that it's totally exempt, those remaining 9? So Tirgum Rav Huna Bar Sechira Kamei de Rava Berigla. So this was a question on Rava and of the previous Braisa. So Rav Huna Bar Sechira, he resolved this in front of Rava on the Shabbos when they talk about the halachas of the upcoming Yom Tov, which is 30 days before the Yom Tov. He resolved as follows. He said, this Braisa is not difficult. It's talking about a pen that has 2 different openings. And what happened was, this 19, the first 9 went through one entry, and the next 9 went through another entryway. That was 18. Now, the heich chad chazi lahacha lahacha. The remaining one is fit and appropriate to have gone through this one or this one. And therefore, all the remaining that there are, the one that has 9 over here and 9 over here, are both exempt either way because they both have minyan row. They both fit to be completed with that extra one that we said in the previous stuff, which even works by suffix minyan row. As long as it's possible that it could have been 10, it's going to be exempt. Now, most definitely, that 19th one is also going to be sanctified, whether it goes out, whether it stays at the end, because like we said in the previous stuff from Rava, that a siri kodesh me'elam. The 10th one is sanctified by itself. So therefore, he resolved Rava's teaching by saying that 19 was because actually everyone was counted for. It wasn't just remaining 9. There was 9 and 9, and then that last one, either way, whatever happens with it, all of them are going to be exempted. Now the Gemara asks, but why didn't Rav Huna Bar Sechira give a different answer to resolve this second braisa? He could have said, it's Toma Kagun Shemana Tisha, for example, that 9 were counted, V'chimati Asara, and then when the 10th one was coming out of the 19, so really the person should have called that 10th one number 10. But instead, Kari Chad Mereisha, what happened was is that he started counting over from 1 again. Instead of calling 10, 10, he called it number 1. And they started counting over again. By the next one's coming out. He started 1, 2, 3, 4. Now it comes out, the last one, which is number 19, according to the way the erroneous count, came out to be number 10. So therefore, that last 10 were exempted by having its number 10. Now the original 9, which he never ended up finishing over the number 10, are also exempted because it's minero, it's fit to have been counted for number 10. And therefore, that's the way that you could have counted for that everything is exempt. And therefore, that second brisa would have been resolved that way. Why did he have to say he's talking about a pen that has two openings? And the way he described it, the 9 went out of one, and 9 went out of the other one. Says Gemara, no, that wasn't an option, because Kesava Asiri Me'il of Kaddish. He held, as we said, that this is what Rava holds from the previous daf, and this is resolving for Rava's opinion, that the 10th one gets sanctified automatically by default by itself. So even though he, if the way you described it, that he would have counted that number 10 as number 1, he didn't give that as an answer, because actually the last 9 would not have been exempted, because that number 10 that he called 1 is 10. It's automatic by itself. And therefore, the remaining 9 would have not been exempted because it's not minhero, and you don't really have a number 10. And therefore, he had to explain it in the case that he, like he did, like two different openings with minhero. But the Gemara has a different approach. But Lashani, like, why didn't he answer? The Gemara says, Kugoyin Shem Manon, why couldn't he say it's talking about where the person counted Zugois, Zugois? He counted them in pairs. And that is, when 2 came out, he said 1. When 4 came out, he said 2. And when he gets to number 9, that's really when he went through 18, because he's going by pairs, by twos. So it comes out when the last one, which is the 19th, comes out when he says 10, but that's only going on the last animal. There's no pairs to say 10 for. So therefore, all of them would be exempt. Why? Because every single pair, it has one that's remaining that is going to be the last one, and then there's going to be one that's not exempt. But since you don't know which one is the 19th one, that's the obligated one, so they're all going to be exempt. Because as we said in the Mishnah, kavatz echad min menuyin l'teichem, we said when something was exempt, it jumps back in. We say kulam baturim. So there is one of these two. We counted 9 for both. We got to number 18, or we get into number 19, which really, if we go by tiers, it appears would be 19 and 20, it would be exempting both, but there's only one more here, and he says 10, so we don't know which one that's going on, because it's doing two pairs at the same time. So therefore, you would have one chayiv, one pater, you wouldn't know which one, and that's the halacha of the Mishnah, and you don't know which one, therefore they should all be exempt. Why does he have to say it's talking about two different openings? So the Gemara, no, because Ksava, he held, Asiri Leminyan Behemus Hukadish. The way the exemption works is that the number 10 goes by the actual order of the animals. And that is, when you went through five pairs, the first five pairs, that, what he called number 5, the last one of number 5, is really, that's the one that becomes sanctified. Because although he calls it 5, but it's really number 10. So therefore, the remaining 9 wouldn't be exempted, and therefore, the one that has the remaining 9 would obviously be obligated, because although he's calling by peers, that's not significant. He holds the Imam Da'amma, which is a machlekes, that Laminya Behemus Hukadish, and therefore it would have no relevancy that he's counting like that, and therefore that wouldn't be a legitimate option. Now, in this, Amr Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Zakai Imid Rav Huna Bar Sechera. And that is, the mother of Huna Bar Sechera merited to have such a sagacious son, who Deshani Le Shmaitza, who was able to resolve the teaching for his teacher, for Rava, Beriglo, on the Yomtiv, he was able to resolve the Devar Halacha in front of his Rebbe, Kishmaite, like the teaching of his own teacher, which was contingent, as we said, why didn't he answer it in these different ways, which was because it was dependent on the Halacha of Minharo, and that Asiri Kaddish Me'elov, which significant that it was done Beriglo, which is that there's many people there in Shul getting together to learn the Halachas of the Yomtiv, and therefore his name got out there, and he became renowned because of this, that he was actually able to resolve in front of Rava the question on Rava's teaching from Rava's own teachings that resolved the second brisa for Rava. Now, says the next Mishnah, Yatush name Ka'achas. Let's say two animals went out at the same time, meaning that they were able to squeeze side by side in the width of the opening, although we make it very narrow, the only one should come at a time. Two animals, they end up going out at the same time. So says the Mishnah, what you do is Maina Isim Shnaim, and the Gersa takes out the next word Shnaim. You count them as if they went out one after the other, meaning you count them as two different numbers, not as one. Because it says the Mishnah, Menah and Echad, if someone counts them rather as one, so Teshiv Asir Mekukom, what you have now is you have the 9th and 10th one that get ruined now. Because if let's say two go out, either by number 6 or number 7, and he counts them both as 1. So it comes out, when he's getting to number 9, according to his calculations, it's really number 10 in the calculations of the actual animals. So it comes out, what he's saying 10 is really 11. So now, they're mekulkel, you can't bring that as a carbon, because you have the numbers mixed up, and they have to go out to graze, and develop a blemish, and then eat in bemumay. Because as Rashi explains, this is not similar to the case we're going to bring in the Mishnah, when they call the 10th one number 9 and the 11th one number 10, which we say over there that they don't have to graze and develop a blemish. Rather, we say that the 10th is Meiser and the 11th one is brought as a Karban Shlamim. That's different because there they come out one at a time. So when you get to the 9th one and you call it number 10, and you get to the 10th one and you call it number 9, and you get to the 11th one and you call it number 10, so each one was verified that the 9th is number 9, the 10th is number 10, and it's just that the person made a mistake in his counting. So therefore we say that, okay, it's going to have the sanctity as a bona fide sanctity, the 10th one. And there's also halacha, which is Xeris HaKasiv, that the ones beforehand and the one afterwards, 9 and 11, will also have some sanctity because of this confusion the way he counted, as Rameir tells us later on. But in this case that we're describing here in the Mishnah, where they both at the same time had gone out together, where then it looks like one, and therefore it was never really verified that 10 is number 10, so therefore there it's not going to be considered a bona fide sanctity by itself, and therefore it actually will be mukukalin if you call them as one, and when you get 9 and 10, they're not going to be the appropriate 9 and 10. Now, the Mishnah continues, which we just alluded to this halacha. Let's say they went out one at a time, I'm not talking about that two came out at the same time. But Kara Latashia Siri, when he gets up to number 9, he ends up calling it 10. And then he wants to like fix himself. Well, Asiri Tashi, then he calls number 10 number 9. And then, so he counted 9. Well, Echad Asar Asiri, then he counts number 11 as number 10. Says the Mishnah Shloshim Mekudashim. All three are sanctified to some level. Hatashi Nechabu Mumay, the 9th one is not brought as a carbon, but it has to be eaten in a blemished state as if it's a Maisa Behema that has a Mum. Vasiri Maisa, the 10th one is brought as a classic Maisa Behema. The Echad Asar Karav Shlam, and the 11th one is brought as a Karban Shlam. And moreover, Vaisa Tamura Divrei Meir Meir says that this 11th one is considered like a bona fide Karban Shlam, which one could make a Tamura when one tries to swap its sanctity to another animal, that will take effect on that other animal too. That's the opinion of Divrei Meir. Now, this last point, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chiyash Tamura Isa Tamura. What do you think? A Tamura could go out and make another Tamura? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that this 11th one is really considered the Tamura, the swapping of the 10th one, which it's like saying that this one should take the place of this one. Now, the halacha is that a Tamura cannot make another Tamura. As the Pasuk says, V'hayahu usmarase. It and its Tamura will have the sanctity, but not that the Tamura of a Tamura, which, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph, is Tamura. So therefore, since he holds the 11th one as a Tamura, it cannot make its own Tamura. To which Amr, Meshur, Memeya, they said in the name of Remeya that no, the 11th one's not a Tamura, because Elo Hayu Tamura, if the 11th one was the exchange of the 10th one, then Lo Hayu Karver would not be brought as a carbon, as we sang in the Mishnah, it's brought as a carbon Shlamim. Because Tamura's Meiser is not brought as a carbon, as the Gemara says in Mesechta's Tamura at the end of Perak Elikachim, says in the Pasuk, Lo Sif to Kikai Hashem, don't redeem it because it's holy, which tells us they're holy and not the Tamura. Now, although that pasuk actually learned out by Bukhar, but as the Gemara there teaches, we learn out Maisa Behemah from Bukhar, therefore, it cannot be brought as a carbon. Says Rameh, if it's brought as a carbon, obviously it's not the Tamura, but the 10th one, and therefore it could make its own Tamura. Now, continues the Mishnah with a different case, same case, but different circumstances. Kar Latashi Asiri. If it calls the 9th one number 10, Barul Asiri Asiri. Here it's different than the previous case. He calls also number 10 number 10. Ula Achad Asar Asiri, and he calls number 11 number 10. In this case, the 11th one is not going to be sanctified. And Zahakal, this is the rule. If you didn't uproot the name 10 from the number 10, then the 11th one does not become sanctified. The previous case, when you called number 10 number 9, then the 11 could have, if you called number 10, the sanctity as bringing the Karmish Shlom. But if 10 is 10, then the 11 can't be number 10. Now, the Gemara introduced a teaching that relates back to Allah of Mishnah, Amr Bi'ichna. It says, Menon Zugas Zugas. If they're coming out one at a time, but he's counting them by pairs, or kintaran kintaran, like from the word century, century, where he's counting till 100, and then he says 1. And then he counts another 100, he says 2. Up until 1,000, it keeps on going. So, says Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gir says, Asiri leminyan hu kadosh. So, the 10th one of the count is going to be the one that's sanctified. Now, so the Gemara wonders, leminyan mai. What does it mean for the count, the 10th one is sanctified? So, we actually have machlekes. Rav Mari Amar, he says, Leminyan Shalaihu Kaddish. it becomes sanctified according to his counting by peers, which is that when he gets to number 10, which is really 20, that peer is sanctified as the maestros. Well, let's say he's counting by hundreds, by centuries. So then, when he gets to a hundred, which is then he's counting 10, then those become the sanctified ones. We go according to his actual count. Rav Kahanam, he says, no, l'minyan behemus hakadosh, which we mentioned this halacha before, which we were saying to Rav Hun bar Schaira when he was resolving Rav's teaching, he held that, no, you go according to the counting of the actual animals that become sanctified. The last one of the peer of number 10 is the one that becomes sanctified. So therefore, when you're counting by hundreds, the one that actually came out by 10, it, for every hundred, is the one that actually becomes sanctified. Now, if you recognize which one was the actual one, so then good. But if not, then Allah is going to have to be Yerukum, have to all go out in grace, because they're mixed in. You don't know which one. You don't go based on how he's counting when he gets to his number 10. No, when the actual number 10 of the animal comes out, then it becomes sanctified. Now, on this last opinion of Kahana, the Gemara asks down from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Yatzu Shneim Ka'achas, if two animals go out at the same time. So the Mishnah said, Moina Isin Shneim, as the Gersa takes out the next switch Shneim. So although they're coming out at the same time, you got to count them as two, because the actual 10th animal. Now, Mano Nechad, if he counts them as one. Now, Tashiva, Asim Kukon, as we said in the Mishnah, now they're ruined, because, as we said differently than when they come out separately and you call them different numbers, fine. But here they came out at the same time, so it's not so discernible. And what you're counting, number 9 is really number 10, and number 10 is really number 11, so they're all mixed up, but therefore they're ruined. You got to go out and let them graze and develop a blemish. Now, on that, as the Gemara, Bishlam Elaman Da Amal Amin Yishalayhu Kadosh, if you say like the first interpretation, that of Rav Mori, that we go based on his counting, the numbers he's saying, the way he's counting, has halachic significance. So therefore we could understand that there is going to be somewhat of a sanctity on the 11th one that you're calling number 10, because, and therefore have a teshiva sima kukulin, you're going to have now the 9th and the 10 that are going to get ruined. Why? As the Gersa changes the vav to dalad, because the lasiri could correlate to she. What happens is he's calling the 10th one number 9, ulachad asiri, and he's calling the 11th one number 10. So the fact that 10 is 10, but he's calling it something, he's calling that 9, and the 11th one, he's calling it 10, and what he's calling it could go ahead and confuse it, and really the 10th one is 10, and the 11th one, even if you're calling it 10, has like a shlamim. So this is not comparable to like when they come out one after another, when we said that when the 9th one comes out and you call it number 10, and when the 10th one comes out you call it number 9, when you come out number 11, that he calls it number 10, where there we said that kulam kedoshim, because there, it's verified, and this is like Rashi said before, that 10 is 10, and it's a bona fide 10, and therefore could have a sanctity to be sacrificed. But here, when they're coming at the same time, and you call it a certain number, so then number 10 is not going to have the sanctity, and it's going to get mekulkel. But that's only if you go based on his counting, and that's ruining it. But elmandam elimini behemus hukadosh, but according to Rav Kahana, who says, no, you go based on the actual numbers of the animals as they come out. And we don't care the way he's counting it. So when they're coming out in pairs, why are we saying that they're going to be mekulkalim, they're going to get ruined? But it should be the 10th animal that comes out, should be the one that's number 10, and number 11 is going to be number 11. Because the tashi could correlate. The 9th one is really coming out, is being called number 9, although he's not calling it. And lasiri could correlate. And the 10th one is really the 10th one. So in other words, whatever he calls number 9, even if he calls it number 10, who cares? Still going to be the 9th, and the 10th one is still going to be the 10th. So according to Rav Kahana, why are we saying over here that it's going to get ruined in the halacha of the Mishnah? Why is it mekulkel? It is what it is. And if it's number 9, then it'll be 9. If it's 10, it'll be 10. So why are we saying that tashiv asir mekulkelin? We don't care what he's calling it. So Amlach Rabbi Yechon, what Rabbi Yechon would tell you according to the interpretation of Rabbi Kahana, is that no, ki amina no, when do I say that you go based on the animals that come out? That's Hecha de'ichem la'afuke. That's where his intention was to take it out, even if zugu is, even if he's taken out by peers, it's still going to be considered counting, which like we said, he's still intending it to be like that, and therefore, like according to Rabbi Kahana's interpretation, that's going to go based on the actual, how it came out, which was by the counting of the animals. Whatever is number 10 will be number 10. However, heichad enafig memela, but when the animal comes up by itself, like we said in the case of the Mishnah, where two came out at the same time, then loi, then we don't say that we go based on only the counting of the animals, rather then we also go according to the counting of his counting, which the way we describe the case of the Mishnah, he made a wrong counting, he was counting them as one, and therefore it's going to be mekulkel because 9th and 10th are not really 9th and 10th, it's really 10 and 11, and there's really the counting, and as we said, therefore, it's not like your classic case when they come out one after another and then you count it wrong. Since they came out at the same time, it's not so discernible, and therefore, even according to Rav Kahana, that halacha is going to be that the mekulkelin, we don't go purely based on the behemoth. So the Gemara says, Tashma. Now the Gemara asks from a different source. The Braisa says, Menon lemafreya. If someone was counting backwards, which is that he was counting not 1 to 10, and meaning that rather he counted that 1 he said 10, by 2 he said 9, and so to up until 10 he was going downwards. So it comes out when he got to number 10, he called it 1. Says the Braisa, Asiri Shabbat Minyahu Kaddish. That the 10th one of the count is sanctified. So says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Mandam al-Min Behemoth Kaddish. Now the question is in reverse. According to Rav Kahana, who says, okay, whatever the 10th one is sanctified, that's how he learned Rabbi Yechon's teaching. So Shapir, fine, the 10th one is sanctified. El-Mandam al-Min Shalayu Kaddish. But according to Rav Mori, he says, no, you go based on his counting, Asiri Chad Karele. How could it be sanctified? He's calling number 10, number 1. So why is that sanctified? 1 is not sanctified. Amar Rav, it's not difficult. Since in the counting of the Persians, that would be appropriate. The Karul Asar Echad, they call the 10th 1, and therefore 1 would qualify as 10, and therefore even according to Rav Mari, the luck is going to be that the 10th one is going to be sanctified, even though we go based on Minyan Shaloi of his counting. Now the Gemara continues Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah, Karul Tashi Asiri. If he calls number 9 10, Ula Asiri Tashi, and the 10th one he calls it 9. Ula Achad Asar Asiri, and the 11th one he calls 10. So then we said, Kulam Kadoshim, then they're all going to be sanctified. So the Gemara brings a Braisa that elaborates on this halacha and says, Tanaban, we'll learn the Braisa. Minayin, where do we know this from? Shem Karla Tashi Asiri. If he calls the 9th one 10. Ula Asiri Tashi calls the 10th one 9. Ula Achad Asar Asiri, and he calls the 11th one 10. Shoshoshim Kadoshim, that all 10, that all 3 are sanctified. Because the Pasuk teaches him a Yikra. It says, V'chol Maser, all the tithing, that's inclusionary terminology, of Bakr, B'tzayin, of cattle, and flock, Kala Sheyah B'tachas Hashem, whatever goes beneath that stick, which comes out of the pen, Hasiri Yekadosh, the 10th one will be holy. That sounds like whether he's calling it number 10, or whether it was really the number 10th, but he doesn't call it 10, the halacha is that all those cases are going to be sanctified. Now, continues the Braisa. So I would think that, okay, the same thing would apply even to number 8 or even number 12. That, okay, if you call it 10, it should also be sanctified. So how would you say that no? Since it, the number 10, is sanctified. And we said even the erroneous ones, the errors, are also sanctified, like we said in 9 and 11. But we learn not to compare it. Just like the 10th one is only sanctified to that which is close to it, meaning to itself, it's the closest to itself, meaning the 10th. After Utsai, in the Miskadesh, so too, when you make a mistake that it's sanctified, it's only that which is near it to the number 10th, which is the number 9 and number 11, but not 8 and 12. Now, the Gemara, however, asks, but Vatanya, within the Braisa, that the comparison goes one step further. The Braisa says, Mahu Miyuchah, just like the 10th one, is distinct, that it's singular, there's only one 10th. For every group of 10, avtuuzim yuchedis. Also, its error is also distinct, which is that you can't have two things sanctified through an error, and you're saying that you could have the 9th and 11th sanctified. But the Braisa says only one. So, Tani Tani came into Rabbi Yechanan, who was a teacher of Braisa, taught in front of Rabbi Yechanan, that said, Hamani, who is the Tani? This Braisa that we just quoted now is Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimoni. And therefore, it's not a stira, it's a machlekes. The Tani like learned the Braisa. Blazer Reb Shimon Naim, he says, Lo'oilam ein echad asar kaddish. The 11th one can never be sanctified, meaning as for this error of number 10, atshayishtik betishi, until you're silent by the 9th one, you didn't say anything, and v'yikru la'asiri tishi, and you call the 10th one number 9, and then ulechad asar siri, and then you call the 11th one 10, only then will the 11th one be sanctified. Now the reason for this that you can't say anything by the 9th one is because if you call the 9th one 9, so then it wouldn't be considered anymore an error if you called the 10th one number 9. Because that's like counting two times. That's like you counting the 10th one as number 10. And you can't go ahead and, because you counted number 9 nines, so obviously 10 is 10. And therefore, then you can't go ahead and sanctify the 11th one as 10, because you can't have two, even if you called 9th 9 and then the 10th one 9, that's pretty obvious that it's not significant because you can't have two 9s. And for sure, if you call the 9th one 9 and the 10th one 10, then for sure it's going to be sanctified and you can't, the 11th one's not going to be because you never uprooted the title of 10 from the 10th one, as we said. And if you call the 9th one 10, so then The ninth one is already sanctified. And then the 11th one is not going to be sanctified. Why? Because the Gemara explains. Sub the Kirby Huda, Blaz Bibshiman holds the Kirby Huda, the Amah that he said in the Mishnah, Ta'os Maisa, these mistaken Maisras, the ninth one, the 11th one, Tumurahava. Like we said in this dispute with Reb Meir, he said it's considered the exchange of the 10th one. Now, if the 9th one's already sanctified, that means to say you made the Tumur of the 10 to the 9th one, now you can't make any more of the 11th one as Tumur. Why? Because additionally, B'savala Kavua Da'amar, Reb Elazar ben Shimon holds like his father, Reb Shimon, whose opinion is mentioned B'sef as Tumura, that Ein Meimer Chayzer a Meimer. You can't do a Tumura with an animal and then make another Tumura with that same carbon, which is brought in the first pack of Masechtas Temura. So since he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Temura, therefore once the ninth one is already the Temura, you can't make the 11th one the Temura. And if the ninth one's not, because you call the 9, then the 10th one is the 10th one. And even if you call the 9, it can't be, because you can't have 2 9s. So either way, the only one the 11th one can be sanctified is if the ninth one you were silent, the 10th one you called 9, and then the 11th one you called 10, that would be the only case. And therefore that's the second price, and therefore that's not like the first price. Continuing these halachas, Amar Rava, he says, Yatzu Shnayim Betashi. If let's say two animals come out by the ninth one, so if current to she, if you called both of them, because they both came out at the same time, call them 9, so what you have over here is you have a siri v'chulim u'rav and zebezet. You have the 10th one and a chulim one that are mixed in one with the other, because one of these are chulim, because the ninth one is number 9 and he called it number 9. So but the 10th one ultimately is the 10th one. So you have a Meiser and the Chul mixed together. And a Siri Me'el of Kaddish. The 10th one becomes sanctified by itself, as we said previously. And Latashi, Tashi, Kakarile. And in the 9th one, you're calling one number 9. And we don't know which one is Chul and which one is Meiser. So therefore, the halach is, you have to let it go out and graze and develop a blemish. Now, whoever shears the wool or works with it doesn't get lashes, because you could say it's the chulin one, but you can't go ahead and you would have to wait and develop a blemish. Now, but let's say Karan Asiri, let's say he sees both of them coming at the same time. So instead of going 9, 10, he's just, 10. So what you have over here now is Asiri Vetashimu Rabin Zebazem. You have the 10th one, and we're not calling 9th one chulin, we're calling it the 10th and the 9th one mixed together. My 10, what's the reason? Because Asiri Kukaralu Latavai, you're calling both of them number 10. Now, both of them have a sanctity, because one of them is the ninth one, and one of them is the 10th one, but the ninth one you call the 10, and the halacha is, like we said, the ninth one that's called 10 is eaten in a blemished state, which we learn from B'chol Maser, as we said before. Now, the 10th one is a bona fide Maser by default, by itself, but since you don't know one which is the 10th one, so it has to go out and graze, and in this case, whoever would actually shear the wool or work with it would get lashes, because actually both of them have a sanctity. The ninth one has a lower level sanctity, but it's like kachemship nifsel, which you can't work with it or you can't share its wool. Now, let's say you recounted already 9, and then the next two come out, and yatsu shnai ba'asiri, and both of them come out in the 10th one. So in this situation, says Rava, if v'kar and asiri, if you call both of them 10, so you have asiri v'achat asim urav and zebezet, you have the 10th and the 11th mixed together over here, and they're both sanctified, because the 10th is the 10th, and the 11th, you call the 10th. Now, although we said before that if you didn't uproot the name of 10 from the 10th one, that the 11th one shouldn't be sanctified, here it's going to be sanctified, because since they came out and you called them both at the same time as number 10, which later on the Gemara is going to bring a dispute regarding the status of these animals. There's going to be one opinion who says that yikrivu, they should be brought as a karbonus. One's going to say yiru, they should graze. One's going to actually say that yimusu, they actually both die. But that's what Rav is saying, that you have the 10th and 11th mixed together. Now, but let's say Karan Acharasa, but let's say he realized, hey, wait, there's two animals coming out 10th, that makes 10 and 11, and he calls them both 11. So here you have Asir v'chulim Rav and Zebazet. Here you have the 10th one with a chulim one mixed one with the other, because as we said, the 10th one is Kaddish Memela, comes sanctified by itself, and the 11th one, he's calling it 11, so anyways, it's not sanctified. Now, ask the Gemara, ha, this second case, that he's saying that when these two came out, when they were up to number 10, Sulamali, why does he need the second halacha that Rav is saying? Hainu hach, it's the same thing as the Reish, as the first halacha he said, when both of them come out when he's up to number 9, which he said that if you call it 9, so then you have the 10th and chulin mixed one with the other, that's just like the case when they both come out at the 10th and you call them 11. And they're both also both the same, that when you call them 10, so you have like both of them coming out at number 10 and you're calling it 10, which the Reish and the Sefer is the same halacha, both are coming out, which one's Chulin and one's the 10th one. Why do you have to say both these cases? Says Gemara Hakamashmon. This is actually what he's teaching in the case of the Sefer, is the Chalvas Achas, when they're coming out at the same time, Tarvayu Kukachi. Then they're both going to be sanctified, even the 11th one, which is the Chiddush, which the Gemara is going to shortly elaborate on this, the Avagav Delay Nekar Shem Asiri Amenu, even though we didn't uproot the designation of the title of the 10th one from being called 10, which you wouldn't know from the Halacha of the Reisha, because the 9th one is sanctified without uprooting the 10th one. But when both of them come out at the 10th one, then I would have thought to say that the 11th one should not be sanctified, even if you call it 10, because the 11th one, like we said before, is different than the 9th. There you need to uproot it, the 10th from being called 10. So you would think here the 10th is 10, so therefore the 11th one should not be. That's what I'm saying, that no, since it's coming out at the same time, and both are being called 10, the 11th one will also have the sanctity of a Tois Maisa. Now, like we said, the Gemara elaborates on this and says, the Yosef Rav Kahana become Alal HaShemaita. Rav Kahana was sitting, and he was saying over this teaching, that when both, this teaching of Rava, that when both come out, when he's really up to 10, and he says on both the 10th and 11th, 10, that both are sanctified. So I'm like, Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, but Vahaloi Loi Nekar Shem Asiri Menu. But what do you mean? The 10th one wasn't uprooted from being designated as number 10, you're actually calling it, and the 11th one, 10. Now, if it's not, we learned in our mission that says, Zakal, this is the rule. As long as the 10th one was not uprooted from being designated as number 10, in Achadas HaMekudesh, we said the 11th one is not sanctified. So how are you saying that the 11th one is going to be sanctified? Oh, now the answer is no. That's only if they come in one after the other. But says Rav Kahana, but if they came out at the same time and you're calling both of them 10, then they're both going to be sanctified. That is Rav Ashi b'zachar zeh. What he's saying that the halacha the Mishnah is referring to when they're coming one after the other consecutively, but behedikatani la. But the Mishnah already explicitly said that case. The Mishnah said, "Karla tashia asiri. If you call the 9th one 10, ula asiri asiri. You call the 10th one 10, ula achad asar asiri. You call the 11th one 10." So the Mishnah said, "Ein achad asam akudish." This is when it comes consecutively, the 11th one's not going to be sanctified. So then, when the Mishnah says zeh haklal, this the rule. Lasu yemei. What's that coming to include? Asked Rav Ashi, Lav Lasui Bevas Achas, isn't that coming to include even at the same time that the 11th one is not sanctified? Says Rav Kahana, no. Lasui Yotze Asiri Veloy Deeper. The case the Mishnah is coming to describe that the 11th one is not going to be sanctified is when the 10th one come out and he didn't say anything. And then he called the 11th one number 10. That's what the Mishnah is saying, that no, the 11th one's not going to be sanctified. Why? Because the Holy Necker, Shem Asir Menu. You didn't call it 10, but you didn't uproot it from being designated as 10 either. Whereas, at one time, there wouldn't apply. Because at one time, you would say, Amigo, you would say, since it's taking effect on one of them, which is the 10th one, it would take effect also on the 11th one to also be designated as the 10th one. And therefore, Rav Kahana resolves himself from the Halacha of the Mishnah. And he proves it, which is ultimately, his proof is refuted, but he says, because if you don't say this, like I'm saying, which is the halach of Rava, that if it comes out at the same time, the 10th, 11th, and you call them 10, that the 11th one will be sanctified. And how do you understand the following brisa? The brisa says, Yatu shnayim ba'asiri, if both two animals come out at the same time when he's up to number 10, and none of them come out before the other one. Because actually, if one of them did come out, so the first one coming out would be the 10th one, and then the 11th one would be the chulin, because you never uprooted the title of the 10th one from being called 10. And then you would have Meister and chulin mixed together, if you wouldn't recognize which is which. But here, we're talking about that no, neither one of them came out before the other. And then, Vekar and Asiri, they came at the same time, and he said 10 on both of them. So says the Braisa, Asiri ve'echad asam rav and zebezeh, you have the 10th one with a sanctity of the 11th one, that it mixed one with the other. Now, the question is, v'haloi loy nekar shem asiri menu. What do you mean? Why are you saying the 11th one is its own sanctity, which we're saying has a halacha like a shlamim, which now it's being mixed with ma'is b'hem, which is like a different sanctity, different halachas. But what do you mean? You never uprooted the title of 10 from the 10th one. It's being called 10. So why would you say that it's mixed with the 11th one? The 11th one should be chulin. Elalav, rather, isn't it, says Rav Kahana Mishum Damrin, because we say Kol Bavas Achas, when it's coming out at the same time, Tavai Kokach, the 11th one will be sanctified. To which Rav Ashi says, no, Imishum Holo Ari, if that's your proof, then that's not a proof. Because Hachma Eskin, I can tell you what's the Braisa talking about, the Kodim Chad Minayu Vavik L'Reishe, that actually one of these two animals actually did come out first and stuck out its head. And the Karya Achad Asin. And what happened was, this first one of these two, which are coming out by number 10, he actually didn't call it 10, he actually called it number 11, which that's an Akira, that is uprooting it from its title of 10. Now, however, it's still going to be a bona fide 10, even though you're calling it 11, because, like we said, the Asiru Kadosh Me'elav becomes automatically sanctified by virtue of being the 10th one. V'hadu i'arav. And then it got mixed back up together again. And v'nafik ba'dodi, but then when they both came out together at the same time. V'kirinu Asiri, and then he called both of them number 10. Oh, the Honekoshim Asiri Mena. That's a case, says Ravashi, where the 10th one was uprooted from its designation, and you don't know which one was the one that came out first to say that it's the 10th one and to have the 11th one sacrificed as a shlam, as its halacha. So therefore, you have these two different kedushas mixed together, which, as we say, that these have different halachas, therefore, they're going to have this taroibus, this mixture. But really, if they went at the same time, no, you wouldn't say the 11th one would be sanctified. Which Rav Kana asked back. But v'holei kadim ketani. But the Bryce says that one did not come up before the other. And you're describing a case that it did. They just got mixed back up, and then they came back again together. Says Rav Ashi, ma'ale kadim. What does it mean that one of them didn't come out first? It just means to say because the hadi i'arav. Because then they got mixed back up together again, and they came out together as one. But really, one did stick its head out, and it was the 10th one, which had ikur shem because you called it 11, and therefore that's when the 11th one will be called 10 with the 10th one, that when they're coming both together at the same time, that's when it's going to be sanctified. Which this halacha would have a chiddush in to say that even though now, subsequently the second time when it comes out, you're calling the 10th one number 10 with the 11th one, still the 11th one is going to be sanctified because ultimately you did uproot its title of 10 in the beginning when you called it 11. But therefore, says Rav Ashi, that's not going to be a raya to your halacha. You don't see necessarily that it's from a case of a vasachas that it came out at the same time. But now the Gemara asks, and Rav Ashi, wait, Ukaman, according to whom are you saying that the uprooting of the 10th one, when you called it first 11, when it stuck its head out and then came back in, and then it went out together with the 11th one, and you called them both 10, who are you going like that? You're saying that's considered not kiru when you call 11? Must be the Loiki Rebbe, which we're going to shortly quote, what's this Rebbe? Because the Rebbe, because if it would be like Rebbe, ha'amar achad asa layabai kiri, the way you're describing the case, Rebbe holds that calling the 10th one 11 is not uprooting it. And therefore, you must be going out like Rebbe. Now, if one's going to ask, well, then why didn't we say the case is talking about, that the, why didn't Rav Ashi say simply that the one who stuck out its head first, that which was really the 10th one, he called it number 9, which according to everyone would be akira. Why would he get involved in saying that he called it number 11? So that's his rationale. That's not a difficulty, because since he called number 9 number 9, so then calling the 10th one number 9 would not be an akira, as we said this svara before, because if you're calling number 10 number 9, you already called number 9 number 9, you can't call 9 two times. And that would be an obvious that it would be 10, and that wouldn't be considered an akira at all. But if you call 9 9 and then you call 10 11, then you could say that would be considered uprooting. But that's the Gemara's asking, well, that seems not to be like Rebbe. So Rav Ashi says, not Philotema Rebbe, you could even be like Rebbe. Because Kikama Rebbe, when did Rebbe say that when you're calling the 10th one 11? That's not an Akira, that's not uprooting it from its designation as 10, to say that the 11th one could be then sanctified as Tali's Meiser. That's Hecha de Isle Behemis Tuva. That was only when someone has a lot of animals, to Taif, he has hundreds of animals, the meaning that we say that this, that he called the 10th one Chad Asar. You know what he was saying? He wasn't saying 11. Chad Isur Kamar. He was saying it's one tithe. In other words, this is one of the tithes that I'm going to be separating from this pen. But he's really calling it 10, not 11. Chad Asar could be read as 11, or Chad Asar, one of Meiser. Whereas Hacha, the Lesley Behem is Tfei. The case we're discussing over here is where he doesn't have any other animals. So therefore, you can't interpret when he's saying Chad Asar that this is the first tithe, because he doesn't have a second tithe. He only has 11, 12 animals. So therefore, obviously, when he's calling it Achad Asar, he's calling it the 11th one, and therefore that, even according to Rebbe, would be considered an Akira, again, for his interpretation, not like Rav Kana, of the Brisa, to say that that's when the 11th one be Kaddish, but not when it comes at the same time. Now, the Gemara now qualifies as my Rebbe. What's this Rebbe that we just referenced? The time like Linda Brisa. Karla Siri Achad Asar. If someone calls the 10th animal the Achad Asar, which literally means the 11th one. Well, Achad Asar Asir, and he calls the 11th one 10. So, Ein Achad Asar Kaddish Devi Rebbe. Rebbe says the 11th one is not going to be sanctified, which generally, that's the case when the 10th one had an error. You did an Akira and shame, then the 11th one is sanctified, so Rebbe is not going to be sanctified. Whereas Rebbe Yudami says, no, Achad Asar Kaddish. Now, in this case, that you didn't call the 10th 10, you called it 11. So now the 11th one, could, if you're calling it 10, could be sanctified. Now, but Klalama Rebbe, Rebbe said a rule. Calls manchle nekushim asirimenu, as long as you didn't uproot the title of the 10th one from it, e nachadasa kaddish, the 11th one cannot be sanctified as a tois of the 10th one. Now the Gemara wonders, what do you mean? But it was uprooted. He called the 10th one 11. Avadam Rav, he says, what are we talking about? He's going to Isla Behem is Tuva. He has a lot of animals. That means that we say, when he said Achad Asar, he wasn't calling, he didn't uproot it to 11. He was saying, Chadi Surakama, this is one of the tithes that I'm going to be bringing. And therefore, he was really calling it 10. Now, as we referenced before, in the teaching of Rav, one of the cases Rav described was Yatsu Shnaim Basiri. When two animals come out at the same time, when he's up to number 10, the 10th and 11th come out at the same time when he's up to number 10, and he calls it number 10. So the way Rava said it before was, so you have 10th and 11th one that are mixed one with the other. It's not considered chulin, because he called the 11th one number 10, but you have this meiser behema and the 11th one that are mixed together, which essentially is like a shlum. Now the thing is, tanacha de yiru, one brisa says that, okay, both these animals have to go out and graze and develop a blemish, and then they're eaten in a blemish state. The Tanachad, the Akrivu, one brisa says that actually they're both sacrificed as a carbon shlamim, which a carbon shlam requires smicha, nesachim, the elevation of the chaz and the shaykh, whereas those don't apply by the halachas of ma'isa behema. Now, the reason why is because if you would actually bring both of them as ma'isa behema, it would come out that you're downgrading the 11th one because its status is to be brought as a carbon shlam, which requires the chaz of a shaykh being given to the kain, which doesn't apply by Ma'isa Behema. But since you don't know which one's the 10th, which one's the 11th, so therefore both of them have to have the stringency of being bred as a carbon shlam. Now, v'tinya idach, but then we learn the third brisa that says yemusu, that actually both have to die. So what's halacha? Graze, carbon, or die? It says Gemara Leikash, it's different tanoik opinions. Hadat tani yiru, the first brisa says that they go out and they graze, is Rabbani, it's the Rabbani who dispute Rib Shimon, who we're going to shortly quote his opinion, d'ami that they say, ein mevin kachem lebeis apsul. You don't bring karbanas that are potentially going to have to go out and be invalidated and be burnt inappropriately, because over here, really one of these two animals is ma'isa behema. And you bring it, if you hold like Rib Shimon, as a carbon shlam. Now the thing is that's going to require from both these karbanas that their chaz of a sheik are given to the kehanim. Now, thing is, the kehanim could only eat that much. And if it's not going to be eaten by the kehanim, maybe they're not going to be able to eat it, and they only have a limited time of 2 days or one night, and they're going to end up burning it because of neiser. Which this machlekes Rishon Rabban is brought in Perkel Zvach, and where there it's talking about when you have a carbon ashram that gets mixed with a carbon shlam. So Bishimon says, okay, both have the stringencies. You slaughter them both in the north, like Kachay Kachim, and they're eaten according to the stringencies of both of them, which is to eaten for 1 day and one night, like an Ashram. Which the Rabbanan say to him, that no, you don't bring an Ashram to the base of Psul, because maybe it's not going to be eaten in this limited time of a day and a night. So therefore, they say that no, you let it graze and develop a blemish, and then you deconsecrate it that way. Now, but v'had, as we continue to have some chalva and al, but v'had the tani akrivu, the second verse says you bring as a carbon, Rabbi Shimoni. Then he says mevin kashma beis absul. No, you they're both karbanas. One's a ma'isa behema, one's a shlam. Now, although giving stringencies and therefore it might have to be burned, he says that's what you do. You allow it that if it needs to be, then okay, it'll be nice, and then you burn it. And v'had the tani yimusu, the third verse says that they both die. Is Rabbi Yehudahi. The Amid that he says, now Mishnah, he says, Tois Maisu, when you have this mistaken one, the 9th and 11th, he says that that's Temur Havim. They're considered a Temur of the 10th one. And Ksav Rebbe Yehuda holds, Temur is Maisur. The Temur of a Maisur is Maisa. It dies. So therefore here, when you have the 10th and 11th mixed together, you have a Temura, which has to die, mixed with another one. So therefore, since you have this halachic confusion, so therefore you're going to have to let them both die because of the one that's mixed up, which has to die. And therefore, that's the three different brises in this halacha of when you have the two going out in the number 10, which is the 10th and 11th mixed together. Here you have the 11th one, which is the Temura, which has to die, mixed with the Ma'isa Behema. So therefore, they both go to die.